Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Toe sucking, wet spot, Santa, blowing mud.
It's Week 9! It's Week 9!
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, 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 ho!
How was that?
Ho, I should work
ho,
at the mall.
Ho, 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 ho!
You're walking into a fucking Santa audition, like, and you just hear these just huge roar, ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho.
And you walk in there, he's just trying to get out of his shell a little bit.
Ho, ho, ho.
What the fuck? You're hired.
Ho, 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 ho.
I don't know, I guess I have to be out of the house. Merry Christmas to any of you dummies out there that celebrate it. Happy holidays to all the dummies out there who celebrate but don't want to get Sky Daddy or his son involved.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do neither of those, well, Merry Toyota-thon and Happy Honda Days.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 73.
Welcome. I just thought of Brad from the Santa auditions.
Falling into the tree.
Uh-huh.
Like, God damn it. And
the,
you know where he's been. You know where he's been. But because every single set is ruined by Brad Santa.
Blends well.
God, all the little elves doing the face bomb. God damn it. They have dedicated elves to go pick up the decorations.
Uh-huh.
Knocks over the fence and the fucking chair. This fucking Brad guy.
Brad.
Swear to God. Well, that's pretty much it. We're just going to jump into it because we got a lot of show to get to.
Let's get to so much show.
Let's get some juices flowing. We'll have a little bit of a holiday theme.
Mm-hmm.
We have our tree, which for the next episode, I don't even know if we should take it down because you don't take your tree down like immediately after Christmas anyway. You leave it up till the new year.
True, true, true.
So we'll debate that, but after the show, we'll have a family discussion.
Okay.
And we'll see what we want to do about the tree.
Okay.
But until we get that settled, let's move on.
The very super most important starting question.
Sent in by dummy Anthony.
Anthony.
Would you rather have eggnog be the only beverage you can drink for the rest of your life?
Jesus Christ, yeah. Okay.
Assuming you could probably survive off of it.
Right, which is low. Your life, the rest of your life has just gotten dramatically shortened by only drinking eggnog for liquid.
Listen, you'll be alive for 3 weeks.
Right.
Okay, so the rest of your life, or have Christmas be forever canceled and everyone in the entire world blames you.
Ooh.
So I hear this two ways.
Well, yeah.
I actually hear it. This is the way I heard it when I first read it. You want to drink eggnog for the rest of your life or want to be murdered? That's
right.
Pretty much what it boils down to.
Hmm.
Want
to be hiding.
Yeah, do you want to stay alive and die in 3 weeks from eggnog poisoning or just get murdered?
You know what? I don't know what's wrong with me, but I immediately go to take Christmas away from everyone. just because the excitement.
You know what? Fuck them.
Fuck them. Fuck everyone else. And then just because, and then the excitement of just like trying to stay alive. And I mean, I'm going to have to like be a recluse, which, you know, I'm pretty good by myself. I have to live way out alone in the woods.
There's got to be a joke between like Snowden. And
right,
this
right,
whole thing. There's it's a connection somewhere. Maybe we'll get it put together, but it would be terrible.
Yeah.
But I also, along with just taking Christmas away from everybody, I do see that there's going to be a nice handful of people
that
have just been waiting for this.
Yeah.
Like, please, it's so fucking ridiculous.
Yep, you have some fans.
You're making me buy a bunch of shit. I don't want to buy a bunch of stuff. And us as a race, we'll get over it real quick.
Right.
And we just move on, and it can be celebrated differently than buying a bunch of shit.
Yeah. And,
so,
and then I just,
there is that.
And
you might die, but it's for
I might die
a better cut. It's for a greater good.
But also, I can just move to. There are a few countries in the world that are either almost exclusively Muslim or almost exclusively like Buddhist or Hindu.
Mm.
And so that's what I have to do. I think I'm going to go
take your chances there.
Yeah, and I'm going to go to like I think I'm going to go with like Hindu. I'm going to go the Hindu. I'm going to go. There's got to be like Bangladesh. That might be actually a fair amount of Hindu and Muslim. I can't remember, but there's a theocracy over there. It's like Bhutan or something. Bhutan. I don't know shit about them other than it's almost exclusively an Eastern religion. Mm. And I'm just gonna fucking hang out there, and then no one gives a fuck about Christmas there.
I'm just seeing you as a monk.
I could be a monk.
Yeah, just go to Tibet. If you're going to go to Bhutan, go to Tibet. Right?
I'll be a Tibet. I'll be a Tibetan monk.
And see you there.
And no one's saying you have to ride it out. You just got to lay low for a bit. Just go practice for like, some monk stuff.
Just for a good 15, 20 years until people kind of get used to not having Christmas.
Shave your head. Shut the fuck up. Yep. Just wait for this whole thing to blow over.
I hang out in a fucking Shaolin temple or whatever the fuck they're called. And I'm pretty sure sometimes I might be able to work on like vibrating cups, yeah. Right? I do the little like run my finger around the cups
and throat singing.
Mm-hmm, I do the and I do like vibrations and I learn how to teleport.
Side note: have you ever been to one of those concerts for throat singing?
No,
it is amazing.
Seriously?
Yes.
Like not in a this is so fucking dumb. It's funny.
One of the coolest shit you'll probably ever go see. Yeah. I highly suggest it to anybody, not for anybody.
Yeah.
Like if you don't give a fuck at all about any sort of music stuff and just being in awe and wonder of what these humans can do, then don't go. But if you want to be amazed, it's crazy. It's really cool.
I feel like I might like that. I feel like that'd be like, for me, like Cirque du Soleil. Like at first, I went to Cirque du Soleil years ago and I didn't really want to go. I was like, circus, fucking dumb.
Right.
Just for me personally.
And what, then elephant? Stupid.
Seen
it.
I've seen him.
Seen him, been there.
Been to the zoo.
I touched one.
Yeah, they're big. I fucking get it.
Touched one, watch the poop. I'm out of here.
Right, out.
Place sucks.
You okay, trapeze? Yeah. Fucking Ringling Brothers as a kid. Saw it.
You can't take an elephant and have a trapeze thing, put it together and expect me to be amazed. Right. I've seen both of them.
But then when it was Cirque du Soleil, I'm like, okay.
Right. It's next level shit.
This is some next level shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. So, but as far
anyway,
as
back to our
dilemma here, I feel really confident about taking Christmas away from humanity.
Because if we,
I don't want to drink eggnog.
Do you even like eggnog?
No.
Well, fuck. I can do a glass.
I don't hate it.
I can do a glass.
I'm lactose intolerant, so I take pills.
Oh, that'd be fun.
My little lactose pills for most things. Like I love cheese.
Yeah, I bet you do.
But I take a pill for my cheese. I understand. I might get, my tongue is going to be a little bit bloated.
Little
but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But eggnog will fucking annihilate me. Like because I've tried it.
Yeah.
There's no defense. I can take 7 lactose pills. Doesn't matter. Eggnog's like fuck your colon.
It's like Drano for your body.
Yep. And so for me, that's terrible. Where it's like I'm dehydrated all the time. Mm-hmm. And you don't feel good when you're dehydrated. I'm spacey. I'm cranky. I'm spray painting every toilet for the rest of my life. Constantly. I have diarrhea constantly every day. I'm not gonna live that long.
What did you call it? God damn it, blowing mud.
Blowing mud. For the rest of my life.
You brought that up on Time Suck.
Oh yeah,
I was laughing so hard. I never fucking heard that before. I don't know if you made it up just for that commercial.
No,
but
that was a real. That was a real. I found a list of real ones. Blow mud.
Sounds like something like a person who works in concrete or masonry would do. But it also translates to the toilet.
Right.
Okay. Bear back, guys. Gotta go blow some mud.
Go blow some mud.
Excuse me? Say that at your Christmas party. Someone will get it. I can't stand eggnog. I mean, one glass, fine.
Yeah.
If they make you put some alcohol in it.
It's heavy.
Maybe a glass and a half. But I can't think about one day or a fucking week, yet alone the rest of my life.
Only drinking eggnog.
With eggnog. Fuck your Christmas.
Yep. Sorry.
Sorry, kids.
Sorry, kids. You'll get used to it. You know what? You'll adjust.
Yeah.
Humans can acclimate to a lot of different situations.
Next generation, who the fuck's Santa?
Right.
Who's this guy? Why'd you guys let him in? That's weird. And maybe we'll all have a little retrospective like, that's fucking, we did some weird shit.
At the end of the day, it's a weird fucking story. It's a weird, weird story.
Mommy kissing. What is that about?
Why is there an old man, bearded old man, coming down our chimney?
Smooching my mom.
And I love it today, where it's like when the Santa Claus fucking story got passed around, everybody had chimneys. Almost no one has chimneys now. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's a flaw.
It's a harder lie to sell to all these kids. They're like, Mom, we don't even have a fucking. I don't even know what a chimney is.
Finds a way.
He finds a way.
He always finds a way.
He comes into the
air. Have you heard that before? Santa's Jesus.
He's a monster.
He's a monster. He's fucking.
He'll show up in your closet. He knows if you're naughty. He'll fucking. He'll punish you.
Are you sleeping? He'll know.
He'll know. Mm-hmm. He knows if you're bad or good. He'll come through the fucking air vent.
Yeah.
He's a dark mist that shows up on Christmas Eve.
With some shit you might like.
Right. Right.
Give him some cookies or milk, you don't get anything.
And that's another part of that story that the one star we're talking about today, Elf, we're gonna, you know, they address in a pretty good way.
Mm-hmm.
But the Santa's workshop, it's like, you know, that was when kids had like fucking rocking horses.
And not the internet.
That simple shit. Sure. Right. How are Santa's fucking elves making apps? How are they making Call of Duty Vanguard? They're not.
How's that workshop comparing with Amazon?
not well.
Right. Oh man, that, what if it was? Picture it being real. How right. big that complex had
oh,
to be.
Jesus Christ.
Like if you had to deliver, let's just go with one or two gifts per kid.
Right.
Under 12. Everyone who believes in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big warehouse. That's fucking huge.
Well, what's weird is Santa's not even about Christianity anymore.
I know that. I'm just trying to paint a warehouse picture.
But you're right. That's where it comes from.
With tiny people in it working. I guess maybe, hold on. Okay, back.
2.5 billion or whatever. What's half the year? Was it around 5 billion?
Yeah, sure. Something like that.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So you got 2.5 billion fucking kids. Mm-hmm. No, well, not kids, people. So how many of them have you got a good half a billion kids easy, if not a billion.
Mm.
That you got to get presents to. Mm-hmm. Do parents get presents? No.
No, I mean, I still will say something from Santa when it's not. It's because I think it's funny.
They think it's funny?
I think it's funny. Like, I'll give it to my mom from Santa. And she's like, oh, fuck Joe.
That is funny.
Fuck you.
But what is the cutoff? Because I don't think that's ever clearly stated. When you stop getting gifts. When you don't believe in Santa anymore,
maybe.
My
mom never stopped because she thought it was funny.
Okay.
So all the way through high school, we had gifts from Santa, which I think is pretty great.
But what are Santa's rules?
Oh, Santa himself. Like, where does his business model?
Where does he draw the line?
What's his business model?
Yeah, what's his business model?
I don't know.
18 years old? Is that when he cuts you off? 21?
I think as soon as you stop hearing the bell ring, the jingle bell stops ringing like Polar Express.
Mm.
You don't believe anymore. And fucking, he doesn't believe in you.
We're a fucking weird species. All these crazy ass stories we come up with to fucking amuse ourselves. It's fucking, if you really break it down, now I'm really thinking about Christmas. That is some weird shit.
It's one of the weirdest.
It's one of the fucking weirdest. We got to lie to our kids. I remember I drove Kyler and Monroe crazy. Kyler. Monroe, they believed it for a long time, but Monroe kept believing in Santa just enough that I didn't want Kyler to ruin it for.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not let up the lie with Kyler. But Kyler was like, either 12 or 13. And he would get so mad. He's like, I know it's you. And I'm like, eh?
Do you?
Come on. Just tell me. I'm like, if you don't believe, maybe you're not going to get anything this year. Stop.
Okay, fine.
Fine.
He sits down. Monroe has all the presents.
Oh my God, that would have been great.
Like, fuck, I don't know. Well, what'd you say to him?
She fucking believes. You're on the naughty list, apparently.
What'd you do? Just gets cold and you don't break. You don't break for weeks and weeks and weeks. He gets nothing.
Right.
And then he gets like fucking socks. Like Santa, he's looking forward to next year. Here's some socks.
It's weird that the coal hasn't been upgraded either. That's part of the story that's been around for a long time. I bet if you gave coal to a bunch of naughty kids, I would say 85% of kids at least, they had no fucking idea what it is.
Oh, absolutely.
What the fuck is this?
Is this burnt food?
Coal. Right.
Wow.
Thanks for the rock.
Sick rock, bro.
Weird rock.
Does this mean I'm naughty? That's a pretty cool rock. So it's writing on the walls.
Right.
Is this naughty? He writes fuck you and coal. Can you write with coal?
I think so.
Cool.
On a white wall or something. I think, yeah, coal would stain it.
Right.
So what's the 2021 equivalent of coal?
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin would be great.
I know.
But I'm saying some shitty thing that nobody wants. How about
Cow shit.
CD. No one listens to CDs.
Yeah.
And it's Island Boys.
All right.
It's the Island Boys single.
Fine.
That's the modern day equivalent of a lump of coal. You're on the naughty list.
Yeah.
So you get a CD for a CD player you don't have of a song fucking no one likes.
You get a fucking, like a flip phone. You get a Razor. Like, God damn it. And they take your smartphone away, and here's your Nokia.
That'd be hilarious. That's the new lump of coal is a Nokia fucking Razor phone.
Sure.
For kids.
What does it have? Well, it has Snake. And you have to pay to text. What?
What?
Sorry.
No, you're naughty.
You're a piece of shit and everyone knows. Get your phone out of school. Everyone knows you're a piece of shit now.
I love it in the standards workshops. Just fucking bins and bins of Nokia fucking razors.
Recycled razors.
So many of them.
They've been using them. They've just been saving them up. It's like the warehouses we joked about that have the ketchup packets.
Right,
they're trying
right.
so hard to get away. So they need more space in their warehouse. They're finding like new guidelines on what's naughty or nice
right.
to make more naughty kids than get rid of these fucking razor flip phones. They're taking up space in the warehouse. I mean, he wasn't that bad. He yelled in her ear. That's
come on.
All right,
give him a flip phone.
I just don't like the president we're setting.
And little elf voices. I don't like the president we're setting. So if you yell in people's ears, you don't get presents anymore. I mean, come on, Santa. Come on, it's bullshit. It's reindeer shit.
Okay, so fuck your Christmas.
Yep.
And fuck eggnog.
Fuck eggnog.
And you ever been blamed for something? I just have a quick story, and then I'll move on.
Oh, so many times.
Like something. What's the worst thing you've been blamed for that you just had to bite your tongue on?
Ooh, that I just had to bite my tongue on.
Yep.
Oh,
like,
man.
So in this case, you didn't get blamed. Like, you didn't fucking cancel Christmas.
Right.
But you're getting blamed for it.
Ooh.
And had to bite the bullet on it.
Trying to think, it would have been something that like in a relationship where it's like maybe that Lindsay did, or maybe years ago with my ex, like something they did.
Sure.
And I got called for it in a weird, I know that's happened to me. I'm trying to think growing up if I ever got pinned for something that like a friend did and then I didn't want to rat it. Sadly, I've been the other person most of the time.
Got the pee story. One of my favorites.
I've been the person who's done horrible things and then somebody else got blamed for it. Fucking I've been that person a lot. Yeah.
If that's the best case scenario.
Right.
I mean, that's really the way, if it's going to go a certain way, that's a good way for it to go.
I almost got two of my friends kicked out of college for shit that I did. Mm-hmm. Like they were on the edge, like meetings with the dean, just fucking probation, had to like do all this stuff to like work their way back into the good graces at school. Mm. And it was, I did all of it.
I know. Well, you know, we all know. Okay. the biggest one I got blamed for, well, not the biggest one, just one I will always remember and never let my kids or my friends get away with.
Yeah.
Or let it down. Fucking, what am I trying to say here? So I have two different friends, really good friends. Mm-hmm. And it was teenage years. So we just got the internet and we want to look at some titties.
Okay.
And that's just the way we're boys. Yeah. We got a computer. The parents are going to leave for a little bit. We're going to get some fucking titties. So I went over to my friend's house one day. Mm-hmm. And when I went in there, their mom was like, "Hey, Joe."
Oh, no.
I was like,
"They threw you under the bus."
I was like, "Hi, you know, name." Mm-hmm. I was like, "Good to see you." Mm-hmm. And then I go upstairs and then she goes, "No computer." And yells it up. And I'm like, "Whoa. What the fuck?" And I go in there.
Paisley's here. Hide the computers.
And not to say that we didn't. We've looked at porn before.
Throw the lotion away. Put the lotion in the safe. Close the computers down.
Hide the paper towels. We don't have that budget for it.
All the doors have to be open. The whole time Paisley's here. Lights
right.
always on.
Right. And so I
Good
go in
see
there.
Joe.
I close the door. I'm like, I was like, "What the fuck?" He goes, "Sorry, I got caught looking at porn." And I said, "Yeah, it was you that looked it up." And I was like, "Fuck, dude." And he's like, "God, he's like, I'm sorry." I'm like, "Sorry." So I just let it go.
Yeah.
And I shit you not, 2 weeks later, I go over to my other friend's house.
No
and
way.
I walk in, and then she goes, "Mago, hi." She goes, "Hey, Joe." She goes, "All right, guys, no computer today." And I'm like, "What the fuck?"
It worked for your one friend.
I go in there, and I go in his room, and he goes, "Sorry, I got looking at porn."
He must have found out from the first friend.
He must have. So in a span of, I know for sure, less than a month,
blame
two
Joe.
Of my best friends mm-hmm. got caught looking at porn and both blamed it on me.
God.
Try to take me down a peg.
Yeah, worked for one, worked for the other. I love it.
And they all did was teach us how to look at porn more secretly.
And
I mean, they're not going to stop us. You're not going to stop our boners. Get out of here.
And let's be honest, what does this say about your reputation amongst parents?
No, oh, great.
Were they like, "Oh, Joe's an easy sell."
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, all we have to say is like, "Well, Joe looked it up," and the parents are going to be like, "Well, of course he did." This has Paisley written all over it.
Insane
that walking boner, of course he did.
Look at him. Look at the hole in my wall. Every time this fucking walking boner gets in here, it pokes a hole in my wall. the reasoning behind it for both of them was that I was such good friends that like I couldn't actually get in trouble. And it wasn't someone else. They couldn't say like, "All right, well, Joe's not coming over anymore."
Oh, okay.
So they just like they blamed it on the closest one, so I couldn't get shelled for it.
I was picturing the reasoning is just that all the parents know that you're just the horniest fucking kid. I was picturing like while they're telling you this, and it's like you didn't do it. You're also wearing sweatpants, talking to the mom with a fucking raging hard on,
with little wet spots,
pre-cum, fucking wet spots on your sweats. No problem, Ms. Anderson.
Good to be here, Lori.
As you're talking to the mom, the fucking wet spot stain spreads. Like, you literally are coming. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get it. No problem.
You know, you can flex your wiener a little bit.
Right. Oh, yeah. You're just talking. A little pulse while pulses. You're talking. And then it's just big, huge wet spot spreading. Yeah, don't even worry about it, Lori.
Hey, can Joe come over? Yeah, can we cover everything that has a hole in it? Like, when's he coming over? We need time.
Yeah, this whole list
DVD
of
player.
All lights are on. Computers are down. No one gets to lay on the floor in their stomach.
She goes, "That's like, cuts the phone line, so I can't cut 1-900 numbers. And rack up another phone bill." Like, it's just this shit where they're hiding every single thing I can stick my dick in and cutting out all outside communication to try and keep her family safe.
Dog stays out the back.
Dog's outside.
Dog's outside.
Grandma's outside. Get Grandma the fuck out of here. Grandma, going back to the home. I just got home. I'm sorry, Joe's coming over. We can't risk it. I'm out of here. Your dad can stay. Wait, we don't know that. Dad has to go. Actually, you have to go. Joe's going to be in our house for a while. I come over, no one's there, and I'm just in an Airbnb by myself.
Oh, that's really funny.
A free Ooh. Airbnb. Okay, so you have a DMV saga. I'm not sure we talked about the DMV saga. Have we talked about it at all on the show?
No.
Or do you scream about it on other show? Who cares?
I can't remember.
Roll it.
Dumb in the wild.
Hey.
have a look at this little beauty.
You might have went on a small little tirade about fuck the government at one point, and it might have been about this thing, but just set us up again.
Okay, okay. So this is, and it actually turned out to be the Department of Licensing is who
DL?
We had a problem with.
Fuck them. But never heard of them.
Okay, so Kyler, this whole saga is Kyler had to, you know, is getting his driver's license, and because of joint custody, he goes to school in Washington, but he lives half the time in Idaho. He wanted in Idaho, you can get your license a little bit earlier. He wanted, you know, like a lot of kids to get it, you know, sooner. And he decides, and it's like
work the system.
Yeah, work the system. And I was, you know, more flexible with my job than my ex, and so it's easier for him to kind of like do everything here. And it was just, it is just crazy how. And I was telling him this. I was like, he's more of a, you know, he's young, borderline socialist. Very like, you know, we gotta expand everything, let the government take care of everybody. And I'm like,
at dinner, I just be like, easy, Bernie.
Yeah,
better
yeah,
red than dead.
For sure.
Yeah. Better red than dead.
That's right.
Easy, Bernie.
Easy buddy, Bernie. Easy,
buddy. Pass the butter.
Well, and I think part of the infuriating experience with his interaction with the government here, this is his first real interaction with the government, is to try to get a driver's license. And it's just such a fucking stupid system. Just to walk you through how you do it here. And this was during COVID, like, you know, no one's going to school, so the normal kind of driver's training is not there. First off, you have to go through a private driving. You have to go to the Department of Licensing, and you have to apply for a permit. Mm-hmm. You know, when you reach a certain age. Okay, so you go there and you apply for the permit, and then you get like some kind of fucking. It's so convoluted. I'm having trouble remembering which step comes first. We either go there first, or you call this driving school first, and then if you go to the, you know, licensing department first, then they let that. I think that's what it is. You go there first. They let a private company know that you can then start doing your behind the wheel training.
Okay.
Or if I'm messing it up, or you go contact the private company and they let the government know. But it's just weird. That
it sounds very government-y.
Yep. It's this weird mix of private and, you know, and if this private company wasn't around, I don't know what the fuck you would do. Because they don't offer anything. They don't offer behind the wheel driving themselves, but they do require it as a prerequisite to get a license. And that in and of itself is weird to me. Yeah. It's like, you're not going to provide the service that you then require to get the thing that people need to make their fucking life work. Mm. Okay? And so we go through all that. You know, do the driver, it was like 4 or 6 weeks, something like that, a bunch of behind the wheel training. And he had to watch this series of videos online, and it tracks how much you, and I think it was like 50 hours, some crazy thing. You go through all that. Then you have to do 6 months of get at least 50 hours worth of driving. And that's like with me, you know, parent or adult, you know, over the age of, I think, 18 in the car. So then we do all that. Then you got to go after the 6 months, then you got to go back to the Department of Licensing, and you, I'm sorry. That's why it's so fucking crazy. You have to contact a certified course instructor who then does your driving test, not the state, but somebody who just like is a private contractor that works adjacent to the state. Then you got to do that. Then you have to go to the state to take your written test. You can do those, you know, either way. And then after all that, to try and get the written test, the problem I was so mad was they didn't accept a certified copy of his birth certificate. There's all these other things. We got to bring a copy of the birth certificate, school enrollment, proof of, you know, living in the state of your resident, all these things. The copy was certified by the state of Washington. So they're not accepting the state he's born in. That state goes, yep, here's a certified copy that only we can give you on our paper, stamped and everything. And then the other state is like, not enough. And they want
more, please.
More, please. And they want the original copy that you get from the hospital. And I'm like, that is so fucking insane because, and then we even told the driving instructor, and he's like, well, that's crazy. And basically, like, this person messed up. And they shouldn't do that, but they don't. It's just all such a convoluted mess. Mm-hmm. Finally, this morning, we go there, and it was pretty funny. We're waiting in line to go to the Department of Licensing, which is next to the Department of Motor Vehicles. I love this. And even Kyler was cracking up about this because I've been busting his balls the whole time. And I'm like, you sure you want more government? This is your one and only interaction. And it's a fucking nightmare. You know what's not a nightmare? Going to Starbucks. Going to fucking Amazon, going to any private company, because it's not run with all these fucking crazy red tape rules that make no fucking sense. And they just make it, it's like, and I was having this thought, what drives me crazy about stuff like this is whenever I pay my taxes every year, and now it's technically like small business owners, we pay quite a bit in taxes. No one ever checks for any documentation that we're who we say they are, or we say we are. Mm-hmm. They're just like, give us your fucking money.
Please.
Please.
And fast.
Fast. Or you're going to get penalized. They don't have to provide proof that they're the government. Like, nobody has to provide any kind of proof. But then if I want to go get a service from the government that we pay those taxes to, okay, well, now you got to set up an appointment through this app. We're only going to be open on Mondays and Wednesdays because we're having furloughs right now. And you have to bring these 7 pieces of documentation exactly. And if we're in a good mood, we'll fucking let you do the thing that you pay for.
And you'll pay this fee and you'll pay that fee.
Yep.
And you're going to pay this fee.
And it has to be in cash because we don't feel like dealing with this. And this has to be paper. This has to be computer. Like, this whole system of like, what the fuck are you doing?
Or if you pay with a card, make it easier on us, then you have to charge more.
Yep.
Which is always a fun little concept. I know it's because you have to pay processing fees. That's why they charge you more. It's like, come on, can we figure this out?
Right.
I guess made it way easier. Like, this card made everything way easier.
Yep.
Just because it's taking your job away doesn't mean you have to charge me more money.
It's crazy, the cash thing.
Yeah.
For the driving instructor who does the test portion, cash only, 20
which is some shady shit.
Which is ridiculous. And $28.50. No. You have to fucking bring $20.50. They will not provide change.
Mm.
And I'm like, you pieces of shit. You can get away with making all these hard rules that don't favor the customer at all because you have to go through them. That's what I hate.
I can picture you when he's like, yeah, exact change, 50 cent. You show up, you give him the 2 quarters, and you just dump like $75 in quarters in his lamp.
Yep.
Like, here's for future people.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fucking deal with this bullshit.
You fucking piece of
Fill up your glove box with these fucking quarters and then don't worry about it anymore. You piece of shit.
I just would want to, what I'm thinking in my head is we paid it. We get the thing from him, the little certificates, and then directly in front of him, I just whip a knife out and slash all 4 of his tires. And then just be like, yeah, no, I know. I'm going to get in trouble for this. And you know what? I'll just fucking put it on my credit card and not give a shit. Have a good day, motherfucker.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. See ya. Honk,
bye.
Honk, honk, honk,
honk.
Pay him with direct cash for a driving lesson. Also picture like Kyler getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
He looks over, driver instructor. He says like a bank robber mask on.
Right, exactly.
He's like, give me cash.
Are you a real?
You pay for it. Come on, pay for your ride today. All right, sir.
And then we had to pay cash today at the Department of Licensing. It's like, why are you just accepting cash? She was like, you know, like it was like some, again, random $23 or something. And there's no little credit card machine. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot about that. And you have to have like the cash. It's almost 2022.
Mm.
Fuck you and your cash system. But they do that stuff because they can.
Is it easier to hide money that way too?
I get it. Probably. Why are they trying to hide money? It's so weird. It's like they work for the government.
We've had government officials all over here getting fucking busted for stealing money.
Maybe.
I mean, but it seems like if you wanted to not have your money stolen.
Right, then have a little paper trail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just crazy.
And I
know that the bottom worker doesn't make all these decisions.
Absolutely.
And there's plenty of good people who just are stuck in the system on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But it does blow my mind where it's like, why is the initial interactions anybody has with the government, why are they so fucking stupid and so convoluted and just ridiculous? It's like, how do you expect people to have faith in government if at the basic level, little interactions like that are a fucking shit show? It's just ridiculous.
And
unnecessary.
If it goes as it's supposed to, you go, oh man, that was
right.
Wow, it wasn't that bad today. I was only here for fucking 3 hours.
Right.
or I went here and I paid the bill and they took my money and I left the building.
Right.
And if that works out with any sort of government interaction, it's a win.
Right.
Because it wasn't some other bullshit where they're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost fine. You're going to have to go back down the street and get these other 4 pieces of paper.
Right.
And bring them over here. Dealing with all of this for Ezra.
Yeah.
When we had to get like school stuff through the state to get his, you know, one-on-one teaching taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for me, I did not have to do much of it. Erin did.
Yeah.
And she wanted to
just kill people.
Blow up the house.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck it. We're going to Boise. We got to kill some people.
Right.
Because it was nonsense. It took months and months and months of them not getting back. And then when they'd get back, they'd be like, hi, can you please just correct this line?
Right.
And you're like, okay. And you initial it and then you send it back and then you don't hear from them for 2 weeks.
My God.
Like, and they won't pick up their phones. It's insane.
And I know it's super complicated. I know the government, but you know what? You know one thing I've thought about recently that is so fucking ridiculous that we do as a country. All of these laws are passed by legislators, whether at the state or like the federal level. And then there's all the like the, you know, county and city kind of officials too. 0% of those elected official positions require a certain amount of education.
Mm-hmm.
It is absurd. If we want the fucking government to run as smooth or have a chance at running as smooth as like a private business, every single political position that you can get elected to, you don't get to fucking run for it unless you have at least a bachelor's degree. You have to have a bachelor's degree in business, something that pertains to what you're doing for higher positions, master's, plus work experience. Because no one would do that at a company. No one gets to fucking walk into the upper echelons of Microsoft or Apple or any of these companies and just be like, I'm a likable dude.
They like me.
Hey, they like me. People like me. Come on. I got some slogans. Come on. And they're like, yeah, but you have no work experience and you have no fucking education. Yeah, but come on. I'm charismatic.
Say that now. Say that now. And he has a laser pointer.
Right, exactly.
Like, say that to my face. Look, shine it in your eyes.
Oh, my God. He just walks outside. Look at all these people that want me to have this position. And the parking lot is full of their supporters. Let Bobby in. Let Bobby in.
See?
CFO. He's the CFO.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's not how it works.
We're not hiring for that.
We're not. Yeah.
I'm taking it.
We have somebody with fucking 30 years experience who's really good at this. Yeah, but look at this parking lot. I mean, but that's the way we run our government.
Yeah.
And of course we have a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking, we have a stupid fucking system.
Well, I'm happy Kyler can drive.
Me too. At the end of the day.
Just be careful, Kyler. Please.
I know. And especially be extra careful because I'm legally liable, which is another thing. It seems a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another law. I'm liable for him until he's 18.
Oh, boy.
Yep, so, drive well.
He's going to get some lessons.
Hey, before we move on, I got something for you.
Okay.
Logan has put together some back-of-the-napkin math about the size of Santa's workshop.
Oh, yeah?
What it would be needed.
Okay.
So there's about 2 billion kids worldwide.
Oh, okay.
Oh!
There's about 7.5 billion people alive. Assume each elf can handle 1,000 kids per season.
Huh?
That's a total of 2 million elves needed.
God.
Assume 10 square feet per elf.
Okay.
20 million square feet needed just for production.
It's quite a workshop.
Yes. Double the space for raw materials warehousing.
Oh, man.
40 million square feet now needed.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon has 175 warehouses worldwide at a total of 150 million square feet.
Okay.
So you round up to 47 Amazon warehouses.
Damn.
And that equals 834 football fields. you're welcome. Thanks, Logan.
That was awesome.
Thank you, Logan. They need to change the story to just magic.
Yeah.
Because they always show the elves tinkering around with hammers and shit.
Hmm.
Nah, let it go.
Move on.
They're sorcerers.
Just put them on a computer.
Put them on a computer and add sorcery.
You sit down, you look, there's little webcams in the warehouse, and you can watch, and elves are just on their phones.
Yep, they're just on their phones.
Sitting on their phones. Like they have some tape. They like tape stuff sometimes.
They're just wearing dark hoods.
Oh.
And there's just weird like iconography all over
Squid
them.
Squid Game.
And Squid Game?
I don't know why I just thought of that.
But they're just like doing shit with their hands and then bunch of toys appear. Bunch more toys appear.
What if you're a kid and you're just like, wonder what's going on at Santa's workshop? And you go to santasworkshop.com, bring up the live webcam, and they are doing Squid Game. And you're just watching elves get fucking murdered. Getting shot in the head.
Machine gun shot, trying to get fucking...
Screaming for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't kill me!
No, like the fake guns. Like the cork comes out the end. Hits them in the forehead.
Hey, you know the rules!
You know the rules.
Oh!
Bounces out their forehead.
Santa's just really bored up there. It's gotten real dark.
Oh, shit's crazy. He's an alcoholic. Fucking losing it. Okay, we're going to move on to Dumb Dumb Idiots. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's venture. I was thinking of all the things I could have fucked in my friends' houses, though.
Oh, man.
I could have got away with a lot more.
You push the envelope.
And I did. Yeah, fuck an envelope. I literally could have fucked the envelope.
Oh, man.
All of them.
Paper cutting your dick.
I'm into it. I don't mind it. I like pain. So we're going to head to South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This was sent in by Dummy Abby. Hey, Dan and Joe. Thought you guys might like this anti-meth campaign commercial for South Dakota.
Oh, my God.
And we will.
An anti-meth campaign. Mm-hmm. I love it.
For the record, I live there and can assure you that we're not all meth heads. Most of the people I know... Most of the people I know here think it's stupid and embarrassing, but a few dummies defend it and feel the need to explain that the slogan is a double entendre. Of course it is. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to get the video loaded up here, and then away we go.
Oh, dramatic. Okay.
I'm on meth.
No, you're not, old rancher.
I'm on meth.
No, you're not, old lady.
I'm on it, too. So am I.
Nope.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
All these people have teeth.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem.
Oh.
You see where they're going?
We need everyone to get on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it too.
Got it. Meth, we're on it.
We're on it.
Okay. That's an interesting campaign.
I get it.
I get what they're
I
going
get
for.
What you're
it's,
doing.
It's all of our problems.
It
but
is.
It's that's the easiest fucking campaign to parody. Whoever came up with that doesn't have a great sense of humor.
Or an amazing sense of humor. They knew what they were getting into. They knew it would get people talking.
Oh, okay. That's true. Could be a good angle that way.
Right. But I do love if they didn't, if they weren't looking for some buzz.
And they can't believe people are mocking it. I'm picturing the SNL version already or whatever, or the more, you know, risque sketch group version.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just people like the guy behind the gas station. He just takes the dick out of his mouth just to turn to the camera and be like, I'm a mess.
I'm a mess. Just giving gummers. Just giving gummies behind the fucking gas station.
And then there's God, the old lady in church there. She's like the grandma type. Her cameo is like she's like leaning forward and kind of like moving a little bit. And she's like, I'm on meth. And then the camera opens up and someone just fucking reaming her from behind.
Right.
They got $5 on her back.
Cuts to that football player. It's the whole football team. I'm on meth. And then the other kid turns. I'm on meth. Boom. Like fucking what? Who punched you?
For the football thing, it just shows it shows the team on the sidelines. Oh, just talking about, I'm a mess. Right. And then it cuts to the scoreboard, and it's just 97-0.
Right.
They're just getting fucking throttled by the other team that's not on meth.
Or the other way around, because the quarterback is the fastest fucking quarterback that ever played the game.
That's what it shows. The highlight play shows him just fucking doing an end around, and he just like zips it. No one even gets close to him. And then he just keeps running out of the end zone back to the camera. I'm a mess.
I'm a mess. I'm a mess. And I'm a punter. Gotta go. He has 17 touchdowns. Speedy Gonzalez. So then the email continues. Says, also, I have to include another South Dakota campaign. Ran several years ago on winter driving safety. Maybe PSAs just aren't our strong suit. We're not going to watch this one.
Okay.
But I will tell you that their campaign slogan was, don't jerk and drive.
Don't jerk and drive.
Which is about jerking the steering wheel if you lose control.
They're doing it on purpose.
They have to be.
That's too much.
It's got to be the same.
That's
got to be the
same.
Yep,
that's the same people.
Like this one worked.
Don't jerk and drive. Got a lot of buzz.
There's no way that would even. What's the fucking? That's the. Evil. I don't get why you'd have a campaign about this in the first place.
But like, don't jerk and drive. Like, well, how is that a big thing? Like jerking your steering wheel.
Yeah, I get that's a bad thing.
Right. But how?
In the heat of the moment.
Thing?
In the heat of the moment, your car goes off the road. Yeah. You're gonna have this moment. It's like, don't jerk it.
How's it going to help?
The glowing box said, don't jerk it. In that moment, they don't want to jerk it. They're fucking panicked.
Right.
And you fucking yank it too far and away you go.
And does being drunk make you jerk it more?
I
don't think so.
It's not a drunk driving thing. It's about just don't, if you go off the road, don't yank your steering wheel because you're going to roll your car.
It's not even about drunk driving. It's just about don't jerk your steering wheel.
Don't jerk and drive.
Jesus Christ.
You ever jerked off while you were driving?
Yeah.
Me too. Zach?
Fuck yeah.
All right, Logan?
Wow.
Woo!
No way!
Oh, yeah. Just a bunch of...
Road tripping!
Road tripping!
Oh my God.
Running fucking four cylinders. You get it? You get pulled over? How many cylinders? Well, there's four in the hood and four in the fucking cab. It's a V8, baby.
It was a weird day in the carpool, for sure.
Yeah, mine was much younger, just long drive, bored, got a little horny. I'm like, why not?
What? Who's stopping me?
There's no one else here.
I'm a fucking adult.
I'm an adult. I can jerk off and drive if I want to.
Did you jerk off into a sock? That's what I jerked off into.
Zach? I think so.
Zach,
or
mouth.
Napkin.
Yeah, I think it was sock.
Steering
some,
wheel.
Some sort of thing. Yeah, shirt.
The shirt, yeah. Math, or mouth.
Yeah. I just cut it in my mouth.
Right. That's the easiest way. No mess.
I was horny and a little bit hungry.
That would be wet food. Fish food.
Can you imagine if you had that much like the control where you could get all of it in your own mouth?
That would be impressive.
You have to go into porn at that point.
Just, I don't even know how you would do that. Why are we talking about this? Okay, moving on to our next story. Helmet Cam racks up a ton of fines.
Okay.
And this was sent in by Dummy Andrew. And we're going to read some of the story here, but I know that you're going to have an argument one way, and I'm ready to defend it in case you do go that way.
Okay.
So, how Australian drivers could be fined thousands just for having a dash cam installed in their vehicle.
What?
Okay. So, drivers get dash cams to protect themselves from dangerous drivers by recording what happens in the case of an accident or law breaking. But a dash cam also records what its owner is doing and could end up costing them a fortune. With police able to seize the camera's memory card and use the footage as proof of dangerous driving.
Okay.
One young Sydney motorcyclist was found this out the hard way, racking up fines totaling more than $75,000 after his helmet camera was seized by police.
Doing?
So he got pulled over for one thing, for going too fast. You know, the 23-year-old man driving at a speed dangerous to the public, going for, you know, 45 kilometers an hour.
Sure.
Which I believe comes out to about 30. kilometers or miles per hour. And then he was initially apprehended after illegally being caught driving at 162 kilometers per hour, which is about 100 miles per hour.
Right.
In an 80 kilometer zone. So the camera provided proof of dozens of other instances of dangerous driving as well. But how do you feel about that? How do you feel about...
I mean, that's tricky because they're pulling you over for one thing.
Right.
I mean, that feels like... to me, that feels like the equivalent of like, okay, you get in some... it's a minor infraction initially. So to me, that feels like, let's say you get in trouble for shoplifting. And then immediately the police, they arrest you, drive to your house, and then ransack your fucking house searching for other stolen items.
Sure.
And that is ridiculous. Like,
sure.
Like that invasion of privacy compared to that crime.
So
to me, it's like, yeah, like,
but
okay.
It's related.
It's related.
Let me say, there's 14 different violations that this guy got. So 15 times got the excess speed limit that we went over, 3 times excess speed limit over 30 kilometers an hour, 6 times for other traffic offensives, 2 for offensive behavior, and then 1 breach of public health order.
But then after all that, they looked through his footage, right?
They looked through the footage. He got,
right.
He got pulled over
the one thing.
And then he had the dash cam like on his helmet.
I don't like it. I think they can use the dash cam evidence for proof of that crime. But then they don't get to go back any further. They don't get to scrub the whole fucking video.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay. Now, if we bring it to a house and you have a security camera, you're using the security camera to protect your home.
Yeah.
But then on it, like, you get in trouble for, what, like drinking out in the street. And you're caught on the camera drinking out in the street.
Okay.
And they go back, they look at it, you also murdered somebody in your front yard. Now,
right.
Do you only get in trouble for drinking in the street, or do you get in trouble for murdering somebody on the front lawn?
Wait a minute. In that instance, are they looking at your footage because you asked them to because of a break-in?
No, well, they didn't ask him to look at their footage. Like, so if you were drunk in the street and they needed proof, like, just like there's a shooting down the street from my house here in Coeur d'Alene. They go around and ask if they can have your footage. Like, if you have a Ring doorbell,
yeah,
they will ask, like, can we take a look at it? Did you guys get anything of a car going this way, blah, blah, blah?
I think if you offer, like, yeah, you can look at it, and then there's video of you killing somebody, okay, then you get in trouble.
Okay.
I just don't think they should get to be able to...
Seize it.
That's what I don't like. If they come across it, fine.
Is there a line of what the crime was, then they get to seize it?
Because that's like how people get, not restraining, what do you call it, search... God damn it.
Warrant?
A warrant. Subpoena.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Not subpoena.
Nope.
Shit. Zach, do you know what? Like, somebody, the police want to search somebody's house. They go to the judge to get a blank to be able to legally enter the house and look around.
Oh, no.
Trying to think. Search warrant sounds right.
Yeah, search warrant.
It is a search warrant.
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I think I was focused on warrant. Yeah, search warrant.
Okay.
I think that's why there's certain criteria to get search warrants. Like a judge has to okay it. And I think in this situation, if they suspect... and have a decent amount of evidence to suspect, like, a possible murder, somebody went missing, they suspect them, then you got to go to the judge, you got to plead your case, and then the judge goes, okay, you can look through the footage.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm okay with.
Right.
But as far as, like, okay, we just got this little camera, and we're going to use it to verify this one crime you did, but then we're also just going to go ahead and look through all of it, all the rest of it, without anybody's permission.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't like the precedent that sets.
Yeah, me either. Now, what about him? This is why I brought it into Dumb Dumb Idiots.
Yeah.
He knew he had been breaking laws.
Yeah.
And they just kept it on the fucking camera.
Stupid. He's stupid. I mean, if these were, these laws were broken over a long period of time.
Right.
And he didn't like,
it wasn't all in one day, I would assume.
Yeah. If it's not all in one day, then why aren't you resetting your camera?
He's go back and watch his cool law breaking footage.
Right.
So
put it on your fucking hard drive.
He kind of fucked himself over too.
Oh, absolutely. He made it very easy for them to do this.
Like, if I had a dash cam and then last week I was in a hit and run, I got away with it.
Right.
And then I didn't delete the footage off my dash cam. And the next time I got in another car accident or someone hit me.
Right.
So the police get my dash cam.
That's
to make
dumb
sure
on you.
Right.
Yes.
So in this case,
yes.
It's kind of the same boat. He's an idiot for not clearing his shit.
And same thing I will say in the murder example. I don't like the law enforcement being able to just look through kind of, you know, very casually all of your home videos footage.
Oh, yeah, me either.
But you also, if you do kill somebody and it's on your fucking security camera and you don't bother to wipe the system clean, you're super dumb.
That's the biggest point right there.
Right.
So if you take away anything from this Christmas episode, if you kill somebody, get rid of the footage.
Yeah, exactly. Reformat your, every time you kill somebody, you reformat your memory cards.
And listen, I know sometimes you forget how to do it.
Right.
You're like, what button do I push to reformat it?
Maybe you've had a busy week and you've killed a bunch of people.
Right. You have to go to the forum. You're like, okay, how do I delete all this footage again? How do I format the... I know it's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just get it done, and you're going to have a great Christmas as long as your family doesn't know you've killed five people.
There's a couple simple things to remember when murdering people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to format your hard drives and your memory cards. With any cameras you have.
That's number one.
That's number one.
Clean up blood.
Clean up blood.
That's number one.
Clean up the blood. Use some bleach. Really get the blood clean.
Think about. Okay, hold on. This is so funny to me. You killed. You didn't do them in the right order.
Right.
You murdered somebody.
Yeah.
And then you went and you cleared the carts.
Yeah.
But then they just got back and started filming as you're dragging the body out.
That's a big fuck up.
You didn't do them in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
Let's save the formatting of the hard drives towards the end.
Exactly.
So or you clear it out and it comes back to the and it's just blood everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you scrubbing the floors. It's
right.
Like you're caught.
Yep.
So you got to do this at the end.
Yep. Do it at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other things I've thought about. When you go bury the body, right? You dig a hole, you bury the body in one place, cover it up. You don't leave your shovel and burial equipment in the same place. You also don't take it home. You take that to a different place, dig a different hole, bury your shovel that you've also burned to get rid of like fingerprint and DNA evidence.
Give it to a stranger.
Mm-hmm. You don't, whoever you kill, destroy their cell phone in one place, take the body to a different place so people can't use GPS technology to find the body and then go back to you.
Right.
Other situations. Have an alibi, right? Just go through this very comprehensive list.
Don't do it. Only thing that's getting killed this episode is Christmas. That's the only thing we're worried about.
Totally.
I got one more dumb thing, and then we're moving on to one-star heroes. You ready?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Zach. It's the apocalypse. Last thing on the murder. Use a stolen gun.
Right.
Don't use a gun that you purchased legally that they can trace back to you based on ballistics.
And remember, when you're putting the ammo in, use some gloves.
Use some gloves.
Don't have fingerprints all over that shit.
Don't have fingerprints on the in the shells.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You fucking amateur.
What are you doing?
You should put
it. You never killed anybody?
You working, 4 years now on Time Suck and how much true crime that you've come through.
You should put together
a murder book.
Here's how you can kill somebody. Get away with it.
Well, they all got caught, so I guess maybe don't. Learn from everyone else's mistakes and mine.
Oh my God. Learn from their mistakes. Just a book title. Learn from their mistakes. A guide to getting away with murder.
Right.
And just a picture of a bunch of serial killers in jail.
So this next story, it's a teacher. I love that we're covering more teachers just doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
This guy is on the naughty list.
Okay.
You get it.
Okay.
Northumberland. What was the fucking fuck that name? Northumberland. Longridge Towers. School trip. School strip club teacher banned.
What?
Sorry, it's a mess of a fucking headline.
Yeah.
So an IT teacher who threatened pupils and took some to a strip club.
What?
While he was drunk during a school trip has been banned from teaching for 3 years. Only three.
Only 3 years for that?
Richard Glenn's behavior was so unacceptable, he was sent home early during Longridge Tower school trip to Costa Rica back in July of 2019. Mr. Glenn, 55, admitted gross misconduct and was dismissed in August of 2019. Now, the Northumberland private school costs up to about, it's £4,850, which is about $6,500, a term for day pupils.
Mm.
A misconduct panel heard Mr. Glenn. Yeah, he taught computer science, of course he did, and had been head of sixth form since 2007, was one of the leaders of the group of 16 and 18-year-olds that went to Costa Rica on the 5th of July back in 2019.
Okay,
so here's what...
Real quick in his defense, if there's 18-year-olds in the class...
No, you're fucked.
Okay.
Ready for what you did?
Yeah.
His actions included drinking with pupils, allowing one or more pupils to drink alcohol despite being under the legal age of 18.
Okay.
Threatening to kick the head in of one pupil and then kill another.
All right, but what did they do?
Telling one pupil, I'm not in trouble, you'll be in trouble. After being aggressive to one pupil, he kissed the boy's forehead and told him, you're all right.
He's hammered.
Taking one or more pupils to a strip club, acting aggressively towards a woman leading the trip when she tried to help him back to his tent,
and then
exposing himself to a woman in a shared hotel room, although it was agreed this was not malicious or sexually motivated.
So that sounds like he was just walking around naked.
Yeah. He probably hammered drunk, like, no one could see me.
Didn't know anyone else was in the room.
Whoops. You're here? How fucking, if I'm the kid on this trip, this is the ideal teacher.
Yeah.
Oh man, I have some great memories because of Mr. Glenn.
Oh my God.
Mr. Glenn's fucked, but.
Mr. Glenn's clear is fucked, but what a story you have for the rest of your life. Like when people are bringing up wacky teachers.
My teacher did. And you can smile and wait for them to finish their dumb story.
Yep. We're in Costa Rica. He takes us to the strip club. Bobby didn't even want to go and he fucking smacked him in his head. Threatened to kick his head in.
You're going to be in so much trouble. I'm not being in trouble. You're in trouble.
And then he kissed him on his head and said, you're all right.
You're all right. for whatever reason, I don't know how they got to the strip club.
Yeah.
But I, for whatever, I want to make him driving a school bus.
Oh, my God.
Because that's funnier to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's more dangerous. But he's hammered drunk, driving a bunch of kids who don't really want to be there to the strip club in a school bus.
And he still has the chaperone vibe. Like, he gets out first. He, like, you know, waves them all out.
Welcome.
He has them follow. He has all their IDs and stuff, and he shows them one at a time to the strip club bouncer. This is a Johnny. Go in. Get in, buddy.
Buddy.
This is
You're going to love it. You're going to love
it. This is Shelly. Get in there.
Extra credit. Go ahead. Extra credit for shut your mouth. And if you talk, I'm going to kick your head in.
That's wild. Wow.
What a fun teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the dumbest thing I was able to find this week. Let's move on to Sliver of... Wait, no. One Star Heroes.
One Star Heroes.
Let's do it.
I'm fucking
stupid.
Come on.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah.
It's a good thing this sweater is not itchy.
Yeah.
It's super itchy.
Super itchy. I should have wore a Christmas sweater.
Shirt under it. I'm dumb.
So we're talking about Elf today. We're talking about Elf on Amazon. Amazon Prime. 94,469 ratings and counting. And it is... 5 out of 5 stars. I mean, is what the...
As it should be.
Yeah, what the quick graphic shows. If I click on this here, let's see. 4.8, technically. 4.8 out of 5. 89% of the reviews, 5 star. Just watched this movie again last night before this recording with my dad, stepmom, Lindsay, and the kids. A lot of laughs, as it always... We were talking about it before the show. Favorite moments from Elf. My favorite is when, you know, Buddy, played by Will Ferrell, and he's in his dad's New York office. Mm-hmm. He's just been there, and he reaches across the desk and grabs a phone when somebody calls. Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Right.
Just random weird shit.
And I love just the, bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, Mr. Norwell.
Right. I have a Christmas sweater that says, bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. And just a quick moment here, because I brought it up to Logan and Zach before we came in. One of my favorite dad moments was last year on Christmas. We were skiing.
Yeah.
And there's a Buddy the Elf dressed up. Because
if you
dress up, I think you get to go for free on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's great.
So this guy's dressed up like Buddy the Elf.
Yeah.
And we had just watched it. And then Pepper, we're going down the cat track.
Yeah.
And as Pepper's going by Buddy the Elf, she just turns around and goes, bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. And then the guy like heard it as and he goes, ha ha! Because that was it. And then we never saw him again. And I hope that his life has changed because of it.
Oh, that's
bye,
awesome.
Buddy. Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
And if you haven't seen this movie, for whatever, it's just about, Will Ferrell plays this guy.
If you haven't seen it, turn the fucking podcast off.
You
shouldn't be here.
Yeah, press pause and then listen again once you've seen it.
And then come back and have some respect.
Right. It's a great Christmas movie. Yeah. It's Will Ferrell plays this 30-year-old guy who, when he was a baby, he snuck into Santa's bag from an orphanage, and he got raised by the elves up there. And actually, his papa elf is Bob Newhart. This plays a great, head of the workshop. And then he finds out he's, not an elf when he's 30 years old. And then he is told that his mom's gone. His real dad's in New York. And then the thrust of the movie is he's in, New York City trying to find his dad, finds his dad, trying to be accepted by his dad in the human world. And he's just like this joyous elf who just lives on candy and shit.
And dad is not.
And dad is not joyous.
Opposite
James Caan, his dad, not joyous. And then the girl he likes, played by Zooey Deschanel, what is it? She and Him is her band now. This is the first movie where she really showed her vocal chops.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So let's look at some of these reviews. I'm going to show a couple 5 stars just to show how people who get it love this movie. Small Town Girl, top 50 reviewer. Big time reviewer on Amazon.
Wow.
5 out of 5, never fails to make us laugh. We love Elf parties. I love this. Elf is absolutely one of our favorite Christmas movies. Definitely our favorite Will Ferrell movie. The last few years at Christmas time, we have an Elf viewing party, dinner, and a movie. We serve pasta with a few different types of sauce, marinara sauce with meat, hot marinara sauce with veggies only, an Alfredo sauce, a pesto sauce, and most importantly, a bottle of syrup there with the rest of the sauces. And that's from the movie, classic scene where, yeah, Buddy likes to put maple syrup on his spaghetti. We hang Elf posters around the house and have the movie going in a couple rooms since we don't have one room big enough for all of our guests. So the house is packed. We have the DVD, but I had to also purchase the digital movie last year as well since one of our TVs does not have a DVD or Blu-ray or player attached. This movie is always good for a laugh or two and is perfect for making memories with your family and friends. And then they have pictures, you know, just... the people hanging out in different rooms, you know, watching this fantastic movie. I love it.
She described a lot bigger party. That review is more about how cool she was. I think she has to take it easy on that. Like, all we got was that the movie was
right.
was worth watching,
yep.
but her food and her party is the best thing about the movie.
There is some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's very, very proud of her party.
She sure is.
This next one more 5-star. Liz G, 5 stars. Will Ferrell touches the wonder and joy of Christmas in all of us. Seriously, how can anyone not love this movie? If you don't have this as part of your annual Christmas movies to watch, you are missing a major joy in life. Bought it for my 92-year-old mom this year because she totally fell in love with Will Ferrell and all his childlike, innocent antics in this movie. It's worth it just to watch the dancing scenes. And I will say, one of my favorite scenes also is when Buddy gets sent to the mailroom.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And he's just to like get him out of the way, and he ends up fucking kicking off a mutiny in the mailroom of this big like publishing company.
Well, he gets hammered drunk.
He gets hammered drunk because he mistook whiskey for syrup, put in his coffee, gets fucking hammered with his new best friend. And then he is like, they use some double, obviously, like the way they shot it, who's a fucking phenomenal dancer in this Elf suit. And well, I guess he's wearing a business suit for this scene. And he's just doing like this crazy break dancing, and then like also weird like Eastern European Russian dancing, people clapping
the legs
around.
Out.
Oh yeah. My God, it's so fucking funny.
So good.
My dad and my stepmom is not a big, I think, wacky humor person. She was laughing so hard.
Oh, that's good.
At this. Okay, so here's the idiots. Here's the 1 stars. T. Perot. Not funny.
Whoa.
I was told by friends that they watch it every Christmas. This is a family classic comedy. I found it not funny. Will Ferrell did not play particularly well either. There are some odd moments, too. My daughter remarked that Elf going to the women's showers in the department store, why is she having a shower there is unknown, and watching listening to her sing was very creepy. The whole spaghetti with sugar seems to be what makes some folks laugh, but really that didn't do it for me. I'll stick with movies like The Santa Claus.
What a hoot. That one
what
is.
A hoot, yeah.
Okay.
Miracle on 34th Street, another hoot. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as Christmas favorites. Now to find someone to buy that DVD from me. All right, listen, T. Perot, you're a fucking idiot.
For trying to sell a DVD in 2021.
Right, that's what you're... Yeah, first off, why are you watching this in fucking on a DVD in 2021, you fucking piece of shit? And then next, this: why is she having a shower there is unknown. No, if you paid attention, it is known.
Yeah.
She literally explains right after that fucking scene.
Yep.
He asks her why she's in there, and she says because her shower is not working at home. There's some explanation, and that's why she took a shower at work. He straight up asks her, like, why were you in the shower?
Mm-hmm.
Or he says he doesn't know. And there's an explanation for him being there. He doesn't know how life works. There's no nudity. Nothing sexual happens there at all. I just hate that. It's like, well, my daughter found it very creepy. Who gives a fuck? Your daughter? Your daughter's 5 years old. Your daughter's fucking dumb. You're her dad? And she's a little kid?
Explain.
Well, she's fucking stupid. And B, explain some shit to her. You know, just if you took some time to pay attention and explain it, it wouldn't be that weird.
I wonder if in the original script, because this would be creepy.
Yeah.
She was at home and Elf was up the fire escape.
Right.
That's creepy.
Right. If Elf was in the fire escape, very different. If she's at home.
He breaks in
mm-hmm.
through the fire escape, through the window, and then he's in the couch listening to her sing.
And he's jerking off.
Right. And that is unacceptable.
Yeah, sure. If Will Ferrell's hard dick is out and he's fucking beaten off while singing along with
using
her while
maple
he broke
syrup.
Into her house.
Using maple syrup for lube.
Using maple syrup as lube. Then yeah, that's not quite appropriate right. for a Christmas classic.
That was actually in there. Like, we got to change this one scene.
Favreau,
she's gonna shower at work,
back.
And then now it's not creepy anymore.
And Jon Favreau directed this movie and wrote it. I think yeah. Oh. Okay, so this next one, who is? Oh yeah, Mike. Mike's even dumber than the last
Mike.
Year. Mike, who is this written for? Not for kids. No punctuation. Several times, feels like every 10 minutes they say or do something inappropriate for kids under the age of 11. Okay. Conversation on who delivered presents gave my 5-year-old ton of questions, saying I sat the cookies, the gift for his dad, and so on. I normally like Will's movies, but this is not a family Christmas movie. All right. So this thing about conversation on who delivers presents in the movie, again, if you fucking pay attention, they explain that, oh my God, it's so crazy. A lot of people think the parents are the ones who give the presents, even though it's definitely Santa. And the thrust of the movie is proving that it is Santa. The whole fucking end of the movie
is Santa coming in.
Santa coming in and Santa's sleigh getting to go again because people believe in the magic of Christmas again. It's, you know, this one kid finding out that Santa has the present he thought his parents were getting. Like, all of that is explained. It's not this thing, like he's trying to say, even though he wrote sat the fucking cookies. It's not this thing where it's like, oh yeah, your parents give you presents. It's the opposite of that. But again, this person, Mike's not smart enough to fucking pay attention. And then, fucking inappropriate. There's literally nothing inappropriate for an 11-year-old in this movie. Unless you're raising them in some weird fucking cult compound where like everything not of God is inappropriate, which I don't get the vibe that's who Mike is.
Tiny just questioned any sort of belief whatsoever. And he's like, fuck it, not for kids.
Not for kids.
Don't want to damage the young brain.
This next one. This is even more ridiculous. L. McDevitt. Creeper vibe. 1 star. Am I the only one that is creeped out by these guys in tights? They purposely didn't cover their private areas. Disgusting Hollywood creeper vibe. This person's a maniac.
What do you want them? It's they have wieners.
A fucking
wieners.
Maniac.
They got wieners.
They have wieners. And they're wearing underwear. I just watched this last night. Bob Newhart, everybody, you can't see anything other than like what would be like a jock strap kind of or a, oh my God, in baseball, the
a cup.
The cup, yeah, exactly. Your cup that just covers, you know, from you getting smacked in the nuts. Just a rough Ken doll kind of shape is all that you see. There's no, it's not like he's wearing spandex tights.
The perfect outline.
And just the, and they're fucking so tight and it's a light fabric and you can see the vein in his dick and just that you know exactly which way he's hanging. None of that is here. This person's so homophobic and so like weird about like Hollywood sexuality. This person's a fucking borderline serial killer.
Don't like, be surprised.
That obsessed about tights. Men shouldn't wear tights in a movie. Fuck you.
Something happened to them.
Yep. The fucking brain injury or something. Lily, just like every other, and this is just stupid again. Lily, just like every other Christmas movie ever made. And then writes, every hackneyed Christmas cliche you can imagine, all in one irritating movie. It isn't funny or hit or cool. Just annoying. You're annoying, Lily.
God, she's not at the other lady's party.
Or cool.
Lily's not going to the other lady's party.
Nope.
No fucking way.
But I love every hackneyed Christmas cliche. What are you talking about?
It's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie, but it's like, I can't think of literally off the top of my head, another movie, not one other movie, about a grown man thinking he's an elf in the North Pole and then walking to fucking New York City to reconnect with his dad who didn't know that he was born because the lady who had him didn't tell him and gave him to an orphanage. Like, literally can't think of a single...
Who writes children's books.
Right.
And Buddy helps write a children's book.
Right.
Does that exist? Nope.
This is a very original twist on holiday, on the genre. It
absolutely is.
But Lily's not smart enough to understand that. Next one. Vasco. This is just so... It keeps getting dumber. Vasco writes, step it up, Amazon. We want great free movies. Can't believer Amazon charge me to see this around Christmas time. Not a good look for Prime Video. Step it up, guys. We know you got great free movies for Prime members. Thanks anyway, Amazon. We liked Elf. Jesus Christ, you're dumb.
Business model.
Amazon isn't the one who makes the calls.
Like, sure, they but don't even understand, if they did.
But even if they did, who cares? They can get money.
Right. It's like this time of year.
Yeah.
Then we're now going to do it. Because not a ton of people are watching fucking Elf in July.
Right.
And so when it's time to watch Elf, give us $3.
Right.
It's a fucking business move.
Yeah. Basic capitalist like move. Yeah. But also, these people don't understand that like Amazon doesn't get carte blanche to just charge whatever they want for any movie. There's deals with production companies. There's like MGM and Universal, whoever's like Warner Brothers. They make a licensing deal with Amazon, and within that licensing deal are stipulations of like how much they can charge, whether it can be free or not, all different kinds of things. It's not like somebody at Amazon is like, today Tombstone $60, tomorrow it's free, just making these weird arbitrary, but again, it's their business and they get to do that. But I just love, like, what a weird thing to, like, shit on Elf for, where it's like, you don't like Amazon's random business model.
Yeah.
Okay. Two more. Random Amazon customer, 1 star. Okay. Not as good as I thought it was going to be.
It's a bummer.
That's a weird. Okay, then you maybe should have given me like 3 stars.
Right.
You just said it was okay.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, just not as good as I thought it was going to be. Did you went right it all to one star.
Yeah. 1 star is reserved for like turned it off.
Yeah, I hated it.
Shit was stupid.
How do some people not understand this basic rating system that's been around since fucking before I was born?
3 out of 5 stars wouldn't change a thing.
Exactly. And then last one, Starla and Joseph. 1 star, my six-year-old downloads stuff to my Fire Stick. That has nothing to do with this movie.
Holy shit.
Nothing to do with this movie. You need to 1 star your six-year-old. You need to 1 star yourself for not paying enough attention to your six-year-old that they're fucking buying movies that you don't want.
If you give him a shitty review, he's going to be like, all right, give her money back.
Right. I got an idea. Starla and Joseph, you fucking morons. Put your Fire Stick, put your little like remote control somewhere out of reach of your six-year-old.
Or password protected.
Or password protected.
No purchase can be made without a code.
Yep.
We have that on ours.
Yeah, problem solved. Yeah. I love somebody giving Elf on Amazon 1 star because they're shitty parents.
They never made it to the parental control section of their Fire Stick.
Not Amazon's problem.
Not Amazon's problem, not Elf's problem. It's your problem.
It's your problem.
Your kid is fucking sneaky and tricky. Yep. Step it up.
So a lot of these today, classic, kind of like the how the 1 star heroes originated, where it's like, this has nothing to do with the movie. This has everything to do with them.
Absolutely.
Right. You're fucking 1 star people, you know, just taking your wrath out on a great Christmas classic.
They could have been like, man, I'll burn my spaghetti. Watch this movie. Reminded me, I wish I had my spaghetti. 1 star.
Right.
All right. Fine.
I would love to find just more arbitrary ones where it's like, wrecked my bike today.
Mm-hmm.
1 star on fucking Elf on Amazon Prime.
Girlfriend broke up with me today.
Girlfriend broke up with me. Elf didn't help fix that, did
it? While we were watching Elf.
Right.
1 star. Shit sucks.
Somebody brought up the Elf movie today when I wasn't feeling good. 1 star.
Right. My tummy hurt a little bit.
Lost my dog 2 weeks ago. 1 star.
Elf didn't cheer me up.
Right. Buddy hasn't found it.
Yeah. Sure doesn't. That was good.
Okay.
I like the Christmas spirit today.
All right.
Let's look at some good news.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Sliver of hope.
This story has been sent in by a ton of dummies, and it's a good one.
All right.
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it is really good. Two Colorado brothers, clinging to the memories of their father, knew a piece of his legacy was still missing. It was one of their dad's most prized possession, and it was his squad car.
Aw.
And nearly 5 years after losing them, Tanner and Chase Brownlee had the chance to bid on it. So Weld County Deputy Sam Brownlee was killed in the line of duty back in 2010 after a police chase. The county sheriff's office auctioned off his squad car on Wednesday, whatever Wednesday this was, to raise money for COPS, or Cops, or Concerns of Police Survivors, an organization that helps survivors or law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. So these brothers started a GoFundMe page. They knew they're going to have a chance to go to this auction and buy their dad's car back.
Yeah.
It didn't work out for them, but in the end, it did. Check this out. Tanner had a plan of going into the auction, his GoFundMe page with all the money he had, but Tanner was quickly outbid and the car went to a local farmer, Steve Wells, for $60,000, even though the Kelley Blue Book value of the squad car was only $12,500. Then something unexpected happened. The keys went right from Wells' hands into Tanner's hands. So he bought the car for way over and then got the keys at the auction, handed it right back to the officer's kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and gave it to him. And Tanner said, I didn't know. It means so much to me. And then this is what makes me so happy to just read about Mr. Wells and get some recognition here. Because then he declined an interview with the TV station saying he did not want to take away Tanner's moment as he got behind the wheel of his dad's car.
That's awesome. Yeah, so he's a great guy.
I know. Isn't that awesome? That's what Sliver of Hope is all about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good people out in the world.
Yeah, and knew damn well he was raising money to go, what the money was going to be going to. So he paid four times the amount?
Yep, for the survivors of officers, you know, killed in the line of duty.
That's very cool.
That's awesome.
So thanks to everybody who sent that in. I have something dumb to show you from the internet.
Okay.
Let's look at it. Let's
check it out. Let's watch it.
As a couple.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek, together, as a couple, to you, from internet.
This is just a fun little gift that I think we would all benefit from having this around our house. I want to play this music. These are misfortune cookies, the dark humored biscuit that bites back. How fun is that? So instead of giving you good news, they give you terrible news.
These cookies are as black as the humor.
Mm-hmm.
How do they give you the news? Is it like, is there something ripped or written on the cookie?
Yes, exactly. Zach, take my, so it's just like a fortune cookie. So you break the fortune cookie open.
Oh.
And then I'm going to read some of them. Zach, take my fucking computer off. Do it.
No.
God damn it. And this, so here's examples of what some of them say.
Okay.
Life is a symphony and you're playing the kazoo.
Life is a symphony, but you're playing the kazoo?
Mm-hmm. At least I believe in you. Me, a piece of paper. It's like, all right, thanks, piece of paper. Things will get better sometimes, maybe. So they're just fortune cookies, like your standard fortune cookie,
yeah.
But it just says mean shit to you when you open it up. And I think a fun game for all restaurants would be have some fortune cookies and then some misfortune cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Put them all into one thing and you just don't know what you're going to get.
That's so fun.
Because they're all good news. That's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to open it up and so be like, you're going to die.
News.
You could die today.
You could die today.
Remember that.
Every day you wake up is the last day you can wake up.
Right. You might die tonight. This might be your last meal. That's a good one.
Yeah. Everyone has a last meal. This one could be yours.
Whoa. Hope you enjoy the rice. That was it. That's all I want to show you. That was the dumb thing I found.
I like remembering the kazoo because that's basically what I was doing with the mouse trumpet.
Yes, you were.
It is funny to think about, like, the kazoo is not a musical instrument.
Oh, no.
At all.
Nope.
It's just a little piece of plastic.
You know they make electric kazoos?
Electric kazoos. Oh, to amplify it?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's terrible.
I mean, it's hilarious that it is so nonsensical. It's just it's an excuse to make, but you're just putting that in a different form. You're just holding something to make the exact same sound.
Right, just humming it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I wish I had a kazoo now.
We should get one.
Wish I had like a fancy kazoo. Like I think about like a good pool player. Oh, I think about like a good pool player. Fucking shows up. I love it when they show up at like a dive bar.
Oh, they have the.
Because there's like the pool halls for like the experienced pool players. But then I love it where it's just like some random little fucking bar. Because I've had this happen to me.
Yeah.
And there's like one pool table. People are just, no one's any good. And then fucking Johnny Pool Shark comes in.
Mm.
And he carefully fucking puts his pool stick together off to the side. He's got his custom cute, like all
the
shit. Little traveling case. And it's like, dude, what are you doing?
Mm.
That's like you know, it's just so weird to show. I just picture like that when you go to some, I don't know, there's open call to join this band. And you fucking show up and you take out your case and you're like, God, what could fit in that case? And you have a custom like gold-plated kazoo. And you fucking clean the spit valve, like all these things.
You have a toothpick in? Shit like that while you're setting it up?
Yeah.
You gotta look cool.
Yep, gotta look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, put it all together just to walk over.
What song are we doing today, guys?
Eye of the Tiger, it's the only one I know.
No, that's not what we do. Well, then we should.
Huh?
Well, this isn't your band. It's my band now.
I was just picturing like, oh, that's not what we do. All right, you're lost. And then he just goes over and takes like 5 minutes to dissemble. You got to clean it again.
Mm-hmm.
Got to disinfect it. Got to fucking polish it and everything. Put all the pieces back in his kazoo case. And then just, you know, wait for the next opportunity.
Little bucket click. Fuck you guys. Well, good luck out there. You'll need it. And then another toothpick in. Out the door you go.
I love that guy.
Right back to the streets. Okay, we got to hear from our listeners.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do right now.
It's junk mail.
Our first piece of junk mail coming in courtesy of dummy Anthony. Different Anthony, not the one that we mentioned earlier.
Okay.
Hey, sluts!
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
You're going to love this story. I used to have saloon-style doors separating my kitchen from my dining room while I was growing up.
Okay.
This is coming back to us talking about kicking the doors.
Okay.
That whole discussion, whatever amount of weeks back that was. These are the doors that swing both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So you kick them open like you're a Gerald Butler. My cousin used to love running and jumping on them, hanging onto the side, and then swinging back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Until he was mad that he had to take a bath. Halfway through, he jumped out and started running through the house naked. Soaking wet, covered in bubbles, he jumped on the door, and as it swung back, his dick got caught between them, between the swinging doors.
What?
I've never heard a scream like that again. It was so bad that I almost had to be amputated. Eventually,
what?
It turned out to be okay, but that's what I think about every time I see a door that pushes and opens up both ways. Stay dumb, Anthony Rock.
And who is this person in relation to Anthony?
I think it's his cousin.
Cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Almost had to have his dick fucking because he got caught in
the
swinging saloon door. Because I can picture that. That is unreal.
Oh,
never heard a scream like that. I bet. I bet it was like just such like an octave that you can't normally reach. Like it just kept going up two more octaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's like this.
Yep.
It's this huge pitch. God, it's a squished wiener.
God.
What a. I mean. And
whoa.
I picture it being like kind of a happy. Everyone has a like a. Like the naked kid running around, everyone's laughing, chasing the kid, like trying to get it. Come on, get back here.
Yeah.
But it's like, change your diaper. Like, and they're giggling and running around.
Oh, no.
And this kid just jumps on and just squeezes his dick into a pancake.
Oh, my God. Flattened his dick.
Hope his dick's okay. If you know,
I guess he got it repaired.
If your cousin's open and name wasn't mentioned, mm-hmm. wants to send us a picture of what his dick looks like now.
Just out of medical curiosity. Nothing sexual.
Does it look like a flounder fish?
Mm-hmm. Ideally, and again, you. Well, never mind. Never mind. I was going to ask for like a before and after, but then that would be a little kid's dick, and you can't send little kid's dick pics to us.
Please don't.
We absolutely have to report you.
Absolutely do not.
We get taken to jail for that.
Oh boy.
But
again.
But I was thinking like when this situation so horrific, when Kyler was young, he got a fingertip cut off in his door. His sister right. slammed yep. the door and he lost a fingertip. Now I'm thinking that had to have happened at some point to someone's dick.
Oh,
someone
yes.
got their dick slammed in a door. God. What a terrible fate.
It probably was an older brother talking to a little brother into doing it. God damn.
Can you imagine as a kid losing your dick because you got your dick slammed in a door? And especially if a sibling did it, you have to hate them for the rest of your life.
You have to. And the other sibling better just give you all their money all forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they...
That other sibling better do the decent thing and fucking run away at a young age and never come back to the family.
End it. Go.
Don't write a letter.
Lion King stuff.
Mm-hmm. Go to another country where you fucking live in misery. Why? Because you accidentally cut your fucking brother's dick off.
Go be a monk. And all you think mm-hmm. about is my dick.
Think about your brother's dick.
you making me smash my wiener off.
Mm-hmm.
Go think about it. Don't talk to anybody.
Yep. That's your fate.
That'd be awful. Yeah. Second piece of junk mail coming in from dummy Steven, who writes, "Hey, fucking idiot dummies."
Hey, that's fair. That's fair.
Good. Try to make this short.
Accurate.
Mm-hmm. Some years ago, I was struggling with some chest discomfort, getting a winded feeling randomly, some heart flutters, seemingly random. Seems troubling, but because it happened so randomly, we couldn't quite pin down what it was for a while. Anyway.
Sounds like you can probably just ignore it.
Sure. Finally, after lots of scans, turns out my mitral valve in my heart is kind of fucked and can prolapse when closing, making weird things happen as my heart tries to correct the issue. I'm not a fucking doctor. When I finally got it diagnosed, I'm told it's likely congenital. Mm-hmm. And when I tell my mom, who's an RN and has been involved this entire process, the diagnosis, she reveals she also has a mitral valve prolapse, and she knew they were typically congenital.
Do you have the same mom?
What the fuck? Feel your pain, Dan.
Yep, yep. How do fucking parents not think of like trying to help their kids in that way?
Especially with the heart thing.
The heart thing.
I got heart stuff.
Complaining about your chest all the time, and the mom's like, "Huh, it's weird. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there." And then finally, she realizes, "Oh, wait a minute! I also have that exact same thing." And went to the doctor and had it figured out. Maybe they should look for that.
That's so crazy. God damn. That sucks. Sorry about that.
Well.
Yeah. I got some heart stuff going on. I can't even imagine if like, it's been decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's worse now because of COVID.
Yeah.
But if someone was like, oh yeah, fuck. Yeah. I've had that too.
Absolutely.
For what?
What?
Mom?
Hmm?
Fuck you. Guess who's not coming for Christmas? Me.
Right.
Canceled.
Update, by the way. Toe still feels amazing.
Oh,
for the best it's felt in 5 years.
When it's all good and back together,
yeah,
I'll suck on it.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't care. I mean, if it's for socials and make somebody happy, I'll suck on your fucking toe.
Yeah.
Will you let me?
I don't know. It weirds me out.
Why? Is it in my contract?
It's not in your contract. But
that'd be a weird fucking
Thing in your contract.
Small print.
Small print.
And the day my toe, it's like fucking years ago, like, and the day my toe gets better, you will suck it.
I've sucked on my wife's toes.
Mm-hmm.
I think early on, you know, done some like crazy, you know, in the heat of the moment.
Hey, put your toes in my mouth.
Yeah. But having my toes, no interest in putting my toes in anybody's mouth.
Well, this makes one of us.
Okay. Yeah, you like you're getting toes sucked on?
No, I want to suck your toe.
All right.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Or, you know, Toyotathon, Honda Days, whatever you're into. Hey, Zach.
Yes, sir.
Honda Days.
You celebrate Christmas. JK. Thanks to Zach Flannery for producing and directing. Thanks to Zach Cohen, creating some of the custom music beds for the show. Thanks to Logan Keith, continuing to pump out the best merch in the podcast game and for running our socials. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
You can buy the Is We Dumb merch at badmagicmerch.com and also at iswedumb.com. Follow us on the gram and on the book.
Yeah, gram book.
Is We Dumb. Search for that. Got the private Facebook group nearing 16,000 members. Is We Dummies, moderated by Liz Hernandez and the All Seeing Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We want to watch the shows we make here at Bad Magic Productions. You can find us on YouTube. Just search for Bad Magic Productions. And if you want to send something in, like a picture of a flounder dick, dumb@iswedumb.com, and then general questions, info@iswedumb.com. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
That's it.
Does that sound good to you?
That sounds good to me.
I've got a themed joke for you.
All right.
Let's fucking roll it.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow. Meet Dad joke.
Why was Santa upset when he ended up with a sweater for Christmas?
Because he wanted to suck on some titties.
Close.
Oh.
Because he was hoping for a screamer, or at least a moaner.
Okay, so I was in the ballpark.
You were in the ballpark.
Hey! I didn't know it was going to be that dirty.
Fucking sweater.
Come on.
I've never requested that. I can't wait to get home. My girl's a screamer. No, she's a sweater.
I don't mind sweaty sex.
A little slippery boogie boogie.
Mm-hmm.
Little slip and slide
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Milk and cookies, guys. See you next week. Bye.
Yes, we go.
Mad Magic Productions.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.